Good morning. I give my love to each and every one of you this morning. Let's bow our heads, please. Dear Father, thou God Almighty,
yes,
we come to you, dependent on you, trusting you, Lord,
amen,
that you would anoint your word,
please, Lord,
and you bless this little piece of dust here before these people. Help in every needed way.
Please, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
The Lord put this burden upon me, motherhood, a legacy for the generations. And he put it on me for Dallas. So I just commit myself into his hands that his will be done.
Amen.
Let's turn to Proverbs 31 and 10. I wish Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers.
Amen.
I count it a privilege to be a mother.
Amen.
Proverbs 31 and 10 says, and hold on just a minute. Who can find a virtuous woman? Her price is far above rubies.
Yeah.
We want to look at motherhood. In this scripture, there are so many nuggets, as the brother said today, about motherhood.
Yeah.
But who can find one? Her price is far above rubies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there, a lot of people do value their mothers. Some do and some don't.
Yeah.
But when we look into the Word of God, it really explains and illuminates the value of a godly mother.
Yeah.
There have been people that have done very well as mothers, and it's commendable. But when you have a godly mother, one that fears God, her price is far above rubies.
Yes.
She excels all others.
Yeah.
You know, you might have a beautiful mother. She might be very pretty, very, you know, attractive. But what really counts is having the fear of God on your heart as a mother and being guided by the divine Spirit of God.
Yes.
Our world needs it.
Yes.
That's why the Lord wants us, he wants us to go back to the old path.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mothers have been taken out of the home. They are given, you know, good jobs, and I'm not against that. But there are things that that mother in that home can do that I believe there's no real good substitute for it. You can send your children to a good babysitter, but it's not the same. It's not really. It sometimes it has to be because of different circumstances.
Yeah.
Right. Yes.
But when the mother can be there in that home, providing the nurture that home needs, it's going to last for generations.
Yeah.
I want to go to 1 Timothy. Second Timothy 1 and 5. And if you have it, I would appreciate you reading it for me. The mother sets a pattern that's going to be a legacy for her children and for all that look upon her.
When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that was in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and am persuaded that in thee also.
You see, what she had, the grandmother,
yes,
went down from the grandmother to the mother and to Timothy.
Yes.
What we have to give to our family,
yes,
to the generations that follow, will last on and on.
Right.
There are so many things and so many ways that the woman, the mother in the home, establishes a pattern for us to follow.
Yes.
Let's think about some of those ways. She sets a pattern of trustworthiness.
Yes.
She's an example how to live a trustworthy life. When that mother sets that pattern, the children know exactly how to live. They've seen it before them.
Amen.
I want to say in my personal life, I've seen these things.
Amen.
They have influenced who I am today. The values that I have today have been set for me from my mother.
Amen.
She set that example for me.
Yeah.
And so we don't need to look down on motherhood. Sometimes it might be difficult. It's a chore when the children are small and you're trying to juggle a house and all the different things you have to do. But it's worth it. It will pay off in dividends.
Yes.
What we instill in our children will pay off for generations to come.
Amen.
What we instill in our children, they have to use to instill in their children.
Yes.
And it goes on and on. And so we want to be able to give our families, our husbands, our children a legacy that they can follow. We are in very dire need today.
Yes.
And I believe some of the reasons we're dealing with the things we are is the breakdown in the home.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let us go back, that one song says, to our father's praying.
Amen. Yeah.
Let's go back to the old past.
Yeah.
Let's not forget those things that have been taught. And let us teach them to our children, our grandchildren, and so forth. Let's read on verse 11 and 12. We're going to read a lot in this scripture, Proverbs 31. That's going to be the main focus of this message.
The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life.
Yeah.
All right, you see, he can trust her. The children looking on see a pattern of trustworthy.
Yeah.
They see how to live their life. The daughters know how to be trustworthy to their husbands.
Yeah.
The husbands the boys will know how to be trustworthy to their wife.
Yeah,
but
right.
The mother set that example.
Amen.
He can safely trust in her. He doesn't have to worry, call back at noontime to make sure she's doing what she's supposed to do. He can call back if he does with great confidence that she's doing the thing that needs to be done in the home. The mother talks to the children. As one scripture says, teach them as you walk by the way.
Yes.
She sets those rules for life in those children by the way she lives.
Amen.
I think about in my ear, I hear things my mother said.
Mm-hmm.
And I find myself passing those on to my, I pass them on to my children.
Yes.
And now to my grandchildren.
Amen.
She used to say something, everything has a place and everything in its place. Those are little words that teaches children how to be organized, how to take care of things. There's so many things the mother does that it sets the example. But most of all, the mother is showing them God's way.
Yes.
You
Amen.
Can teach them all of these things in right. life, but if you leave God out, you've left out the most important part.
Amen.
So we need to be able to teach them that, oh, you hurt yourself. Well, let's pray. Teach them to pray.
Yes.
Pray for their problems. Oh, you have a test tomorrow. Let's pray.
Amen.
Let's ask the Lord to help you with your test. The mother sets those examples for the children. The mother is not lazy. She doesn't stay in the bed all day. She's busy doing the things that need to be done. She's frugal. And you know, sometimes there's an old saying, you can throw as much out the back door as come in the front door.
Mm-hmm.
But godly mother knows how to take the money that the father brings in and use it wisely. Not wasteful, not taking the food and just throwing it out and all. God doesn't want us to do that. Let's look at verse 13. She's industrious.
Mm-hmm.
13.
She spins wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands.
13, 14.
She is like the merchant's ships. She bringeth her food from afar.
And skip to just 27 for now.
She looketh well to the ways of her household and eateth not the bread of idleness.
So she's not just on the phone, just busybody, that kind of stuff, but she's busy taking care of the needs of her home. Where it says she seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands, she's sewing, you know, doing things that need to be done.
Yeah.
In verse 16, it says she considers the field and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hand, she planteth the vineyard. She girds her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hand to the spindle and her hands hold the distaff, that's sewing. It's so much, she's busy. She's not laying around and dragging and the children going around unkept and hungry and not being fed. She takes care of the house, what is needed. This is the godly mother. This is the mother that fears God. This is the virtuous woman. So she sets an example. When her children grow up, they'll be diligent too. They won't feel like they got to just be lazy and not do what. She's an example. You know, in the scriptures, the Lord teaches us not to be a sluggard. Let's go to Proverbs 13 and 4. We don't want to be a sluggard. We want to be diligent and do all we can. Use the energy we have for a good thing, for God.
The soul of the sluggard desireth and hath nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made fat.
You see how this balances out with the word of God? In this scripture, in Proverbs, it's telling how she's sowing and it's like the merchant ship, and she brings her food from afar. She's looking at ways to make her family do well. In other words, she doesn't, I just go and I just buy this or I buy that. But she's considering what's the wisest thing to do. Do I take this money and go and buy me the 15th pair of shoes, or do I take this money and buy something that the family needs? Sometimes you can be very wasteful and just, I don't need 15 shoes, but I'm buying it because I like shoes. But the virtuous woman doesn't do that. She considers, what is it that my family needs? And how to use her money wisely that my family can do well. And my husband goes out and he's working hard. He doesn't have to worry about coming in and his money is all gone because I blew it.
See?
So here we have a industrious, a frugal, and a very not lazy person, to say it. The person that's lazy, they want to have. What did that scripture say? Say it, read it again.
The soul of the sluggard desireth and hath nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made fat.
You see, because she's diligent, she gets up early, doesn't just lay in the bed all the time, and does the things that need to be done. The husband doesn't have to come back home and the house is a mess. And the children are all dirty and the food is not kept. She's been laying around doing nothing much. Maybe watching TV and stuff like that. But the virtuous woman is not like that. She's going to get up. She's going to take care of the things of her house and her children and her husband. Let's read on.
Yes, Lord.
Let's go now to verse, read on in that.
Verse 20. She stretcheth out her hands to the poor, yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy.
Stop just a minute. She cares. She cares for her household and she cares for others.
Yes.
She sees people that are in need. She's willing to help. Maybe she makes a plate of food for someone that's very doesn't have food. Or maybe she helps to provide a bag of groceries. I remember I moved to Guthrie. And one of the little sisters came, and she had all this food that she decided to buy for me, to help me out. And it was a blessing. This is what the virtuous woman is. She's taking care of her home, and not only her home, she's willing to help others that are in need. Read on.
She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land.
It's one, before we go there, it's one scripture I want us to go, when I was talking about not wasting. Let's go to John 6, 8 through 12. Because the virtuous woman has this same example that Jesus had for his disciples of not being wasteful. I was talking one time, I think I was here, and we were talking about women and how to take care of things, and maybe you got a little something left over, instead of just throwing it in the trash, maybe we'd take it. And my mother used to make something else out of something we already had. Mm-hmm. Now, personally, I don't care for leftovers that much. I really don't. But she would take something that we had the day before, make something else, and then you didn't waste. You didn't throw it away.
Yeah.
And I believe God wants us to be like that.
Yeah.
To find ways to save. You know, God has blessed America.
Yes, it's true.
But how long do we know we're going to be in this land of plenty?
Right.
A famine could come, and within no time, a lot of things would be happening and have a ripple effect. But if we learn how to save, I believe God will be bless us.
Yes.
I think one of the things we could bring God's judgment on us by the way we disregard all he's given us.
Lord bless.
Just, he gave it to us, we just pitching it out.
Lord bless.
I get a big piece of plate of food, and I just eat a little bit and pitch the rest out. Better to get a small amount.
Mm, yeah, that's right.
And eat that.
Yeah.
And many times I can't eat all mine. I have to have somebody help me eat it. But still, I prefer if somebody fix me a plate, fix me a little bit.
Yeah.
Don't fix a lot because I can't eat a lot. And I don't want to just throw it away.
Yes.
I don't think God is pleased with this wastefulness that we do. Did somebody get that scripture?
John 6 and 8 through 12. Mm-hmm. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, saith unto him, there's a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. But what are they among so many? And Jesus said, make the men sit down. Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in a number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples. And the disciples to them that were sat down, and likewise of the fishes as much as they would. When they were filled, he said unto his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost.
I believe that's what Jesus set that pattern with them. He prayed over this food.
Yes.
God blessed the food.
Yes.
God blesses our food.
Amen.
But he doesn't want us just tossing it in the trash. He wants us to try to figure out a way to take up the fragments.
Yes.
Let nothing be lost. Mm-hmm. I remember, I believe my mother used to say, take up the fragments. And I remember people would have these, like little butter in little cups, and then they have the top plastic.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she wouldn't throw them away. She would clean them and save them and put little leftovers in them. And I find today it's so hard for me to throw those things away.
Yeah.
I find myself, I got, girls, just wash it out. And we'll use it to put things in.
Yeah.
This is the way the Lord wants us to do. This is the pattern. When she set that pattern for me, I find myself doing it. I'm saying, we as mothers,
yes,
we're setting a pattern for our children, right, teaching them, training them, by the way we're living,
yeah,
how to be frugal and how to not be wasteful.
Yeah.
And so let's go on and let's look at some more of the virtuous woman and the mother, the example that she sets for others. Read on now.
Proverbs 31:23 again. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land.
Stop just a minute. You see, that mother is careful to be a help to her children and to teach, but she's also a help to her husband because he can go out and in this it said he's known in the gates,
yes,
when he sits among the elders of the land. We can so help our husbands to where he's not ashamed. Do you know when, I mean, you might say this is a message just for the sisters, but we want him to be able to fulfill the job that the Lord has for him,
yes, yes,
by the way we, as mothers, care ourselves in our homes.
Amen.
We don't.
She maketh fine linen and selleth it, and delivereth girls unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she,
amen,
shall rejoice in time to come.
Stop just a minute. Before we go on, this is what we can be happy in. We can,
yes,
rejoice in it.
Yes.
If we live a righteous life,
yes,
we can rejoice in that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know beauty is going to fade away?
That's right.
We can't always look like we did when we were 20 years old. But we can have an inward beauty.
That's right.
God wants to,
yes,
beautify the meek with,
amen,
salvation.
That's correct.
That will last.
Yes. Amen.
As long as we live. And as we read on, it says strength and honor. We can show strength. You know, we need to be able to show strength.
Yes.
We need to be able to take things. We don't need to buckle down under everything that happens to us. We face many times with difficult situations.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Do you know the way we handle those situations are examples for our children?
Yes, true.
If whenever people treat us wrong and we react to it in a negative,
mm-hmm,
way, how are the children going to act?
Right.
What do they have as an example? But if we act in a godly way, we will set the pattern of how,
yes,
to react to difficult, right, situations.
Yes.
When somebody says something to me I don't like, and I react to it negative, arguing back, or, you know, take an attitude, then my children have that kind of example,
yeah,
to,
yes,
follow. But if, on,
right,
the other hand, I set the example of showing love to the,
yes,
very person,
yes,
that mistreat me, I set a pattern for the children to know how to handle,
amen,
life's problems.
Amen.
So strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come.
Amen.
It's an encouragement to know that, you know, I had to fight. I had to suffer through things.
Mm-hmm.
I had to be strong in things. But there's coming a time I'm going to rejoice.
Yes.
And that time,
yes,
is when Jesus comes.
Mm-hmm.
We may not see some of these things here, but I tell you, if we live right, we're going to rejoice when Jesus comes for us. He will be pleased with us, and we will be able to enjoy the joys in eternity.
That's right.
Read on.
She opened her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness.
Okay, let's stop there. This part is so dear to me because it is a challenge as a mother to be wise in the things that we say. It's not wise if my child trips over something, I say, boy, you just always clumsy. That's not wise.
That's right.
Those things stay with children.
True. Yes.
If you tell them they are, you're no good. You can't do. You can't do anything. You just dumb. Those are not wise words.
Amen.
And those things will hurt generations.
Yes.
And generation, those children have to dig out from under those things. We don't need to give them something to have to dig out from to be able to function normally in life. So we want to be careful. And it says, in her tongue is the law of kindness.
Yes, Lord.
Use kind words. The mother, the godly mother knows how to use kind words.
Amen.
I've told this many times before, but I can tell you again, my mother, not one time from baby to adulthood do I ever remember her raising her voice. Mm-hmm. Now that is a challenge to me. But she never said an unkind word. That is an example.
Yeah.
Even though, you know, we have many things to come, but we need to have the law of kindness. I noticed that in this scripture, it doesn't say she's kind. It says in her tongue is the law of kindness. That takes it deeper.
Yes.
Because you can be kind today and tomorrow not kind.
Right.
But when you have the law of kindness, that's your pattern of life. And that's what she says for others, for her children. Yes. She's kind.
Amen.
So she teaches them by the way she cares herself to be kind.
Yes, Lord.
Let's read on.
She looketh well to the ways of her household and eateth not the bread of idleness.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her.
Okay.
Amen.
So you see, if she lives this, God will bless her.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not going to say that I have experienced every one of my children praising me. I would like to say that.
Yeah.
But I have some of them that will. And I said to myself when I was thinking, I said, Lord, if I didn't have some of them praising me, I might not could say, preach this message. But I have some.
Yeah.
And so I know that this is true. If you live before them a righteous life, it is going to be a praise.
Yes.
It's going to be a praise. You may have a contrary husband or children that are contrary, but that life will live a praise in the earth.
Amen.
And so it says, favor is deceitful. And beauty is vain. But a woman that fears the Lord, she shall be praised. God will praise her.
Yes.
Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her works praise her in the gate.
Yes.
We want to be encouraged that the pattern that the godly mother sets is a pattern of excellence.
Yes.
And God will be pleased. He will honor that mother. And today we have people that have set that example.
Yes.
But I want to challenge each and every one of us as mothers today to be challenged to live this example,
yes,
this exalted, not proud life,
yes,
but exalted, excellent life for God.
Yes.
And it will be a praise in the earth. It will influence,
yes,
the generations,
yes,
to come. I have a song,
yes,
that I want to read to you, and I'm hoping that we can sing it. It's called Find Us Faithful.
Yes.
We're pilgrims on the journey of the narrow road.
Mm-hmm.
And those who've gone before us blind the way, cheering on the faithful, encouraging the weary, their lives a stirring testament to God's sustaining grace. Surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us run the race, not only for the prize,
yes,
but as those who've gone before us, let us leave to those behind us the heritage of faithfulness passed on through godly life.
Yes.
Oh, may all who come behind us find us faithful. May,
yes,
the fire of our devotion light their way.
Mm-hmm.
May the footsteps that we leave,
mm-hmm,
lead them to believe, and the lives we live inspire them to obey.
Yes.
Oh, may all who come behind us find us faithful.
Yes, Lord.
After all our hopes and dreams have come and gone, and our children sift through all we've left behind,
yes,
may the clues they discover and the memories they uncover become the light that leads them to the road we each must find. Oh, may all who come behind us find us faithful.
Yes.
May the fire of our devotion light their way.
Amen.
May the footprints that we leave lead them to believe, and the lives we live inspire them to obey.
Yes.
Oh, may all who come behind us find us faithful. Pray for me.
Amen.